The sound of M1. Check, it's called Lockdown Wine. Man, serious of the thing. How you doing? Welcome one and all. Greetings and salutations to you. It's a night shift to DJ Kim and Stu. Healthy love night. I want to say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now, those on TuneIn Radio. On the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew, welcome. Big ups to the affiliates. One Harmony Radio over there in the UK, top of the morning to you. Big ups to those on NIE Radio to New Jersey. Out to New York, exhibiting the power of music island worldwide. Welcome. Big ups to the family out of Texas. WGLRO, home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show, the People Station, taking from the sheets to the streets. Big ups to those on Oliwap Radio, Dusik Media Groups, well representing Texas. Big ups to the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, representing South Florida. DEMGTV.com family, welcome. Inviting you all to call a friend, tell a friend. Invite friends of your friends of your enemies of your friends. And your enemies too, don't leave them out. This info is useful to them too. Kujo! Blessed love, brother. His name is M1. The track is called Lockdown Wine. So it's healthy love night. Oh, just got a little bit of news here. Tell you, you know, we you can't really tell what is going to happen and when it is going to happen, and on this our healthy love night, you know, we want to be mindful of certain things. We want to pay attention to certain things, and our health, well, it's healthy love, so typically you want to pay attention to your health, right? Just a little bit of news, a friend of mine just sent to me. Nigel Staff, keyboard player from the Rough Cut Band, had a stroke. And I don't know how severe of a stroke it is. I haven't read the article. She just sent me the article on Messenger just now. You know, prayers going out to Nigel Staff for a speedy recovery and to his family and close friends. I also got news just a few hours ago of a friend of mine. I used to work with at Mutual Life and Guardian Life. We used to play ball together. One of the most jovial persons you could ever meet died this morning. Car accident. Well, the news I'm getting is that he had a heart attack and then had a car accident as a result of the heart attack. Either way, he's not here this evening. Just dropped someone off at the airport in Jamaica on the way back, whether it is to work or to home. Haven't gotten full details. Either way, the bottom line is not here today. And yeah, some things are unavoidable, but some things you have the power in your hand to make a difference in your own life. You don't have to be worried about someone else's life. Focus on yours. Start there. Start with self. And as a result, you should be able to share with someone else and be maybe be that catalyst to help that person to live a more healthy life or to grow healthy. So tonight, what we're looking at is a boost to just that health and immunity. We're not leaving out immunity, of course. You know, it's a buzzword these days, immunity. Yeah, Kujo, prayers going out to the family and friends. It's rough, you know. The last musician that I know of to have a stroke hasn't played his instrument again that I know of since, and that's Desi Gaynor, originally of the Sagittarius band. When he had the stroke, he was a very active member of Code Red band out of South Florida as their drummer. And, you know, he had a stroke and he hasn't, that I have seen, played drums since. But it's important that we take care of our health. You know, majority of strokes, as far as I know, are as a result of high blood pressure. And, you know, there are some of us, and when I say us, I'm referring to a particular race that suffer more from high cholesterol and high blood pressure than others, and diabetes. All preventable. They're preventable. And so as we look to boost our health and our immunity, how do we go about doing that? Numbers to call, numbers to text, 773-789-STEW, 773-789-7839. You can call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram. Of course, if you're not able to do any of those and you want to Skype, you can also Skype me. My Skype handle is kevin.stew. You can email me, djkevinstew@gmail.com. Of course, you can go to the home of the night shift, to DJ Kevin Stew, kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. Jump into the stew pot. It is what others call a chat room, because we're fancy. It's the stew pot where we keep things interactive and bubbling. For those of you on Facebook Live, much love. Do appreciate love you. But this is just a segment. Use the link that is pinned in the comment section. Come on over to the website. You know, that's where the business is. KevinStew.com lives somewhere. That's where you want to go. You know, we share out a segment of the night shift on Facebook, but we live at KevinStew.com. So come on over, come into the house. Like I say, when I'm on Reggae Global Radio, you know, come in the house, take off your shoes, get comfortable. Yeah, that's how we do it. So, a boost to health. Now, when you're talking about boosting your health, one of the like I said before, one of the things you want to think about is your immunity. So, how do you boost that? How do you go about boosting that? There's an opinion, the paper that was written by Alison Crane just yesterday on hotsr.com. And she writes, if you have watched the news in recent weeks or listened to the radio, you've likely heard that cases of the Delta variant of COVID-19 are increasing in our community and surrounding areas. In times like these, it is important to take steps toward boosting your immune system. It's what everybody is talking about everywhere. Boosting, boosting, boosting. How do you go about boosting? And it's funny, as I was looking over the information from tonight, another one of my friends, mutual friend of the one that transition this morning, called me, and we were talking, and of course the subject of the virus and the vaccine came in, and we talked about that a little bit. And I asked the question to him, when was the last time you heard on the news, whether on the radio, on TV, see it in a newspaper, anywhere, where you're being told to take steps to boost your immunity, outside of getting this vaccine, that is. Where have you heard lately to take steps to change your lifestyle? Or to do things to reduce stress? Not anywhere in the news. So, where do you go to get that information? Where are you hearing that? Who is encouraging you to do that? What type of encouragement are you being given on a daily basis? Looking at what the immune system is, it's a complex network of cells and organs and the substances they make that help the body fight infections and other diseases. These all make up the immune system. You are born with part of your immune system and another part is a product of your environment and lifestyle. Pay attention. You might miss something. As we age, our immune system becomes reduced, which in turn contributes to more sickness. Possibly one of the reasons why children tend to be less affected by some of the ailments that older people are affected by. Now, to maintain your health through this time, as well as the aging process, it is important to support your immune system through positive lifestyle habits and a nutritious diet. So, when you're talking about improving your immune health, how do we go about it? Well, exercise regularly. Around 30 minutes of moderate intensity activity per day is suggested for adults. And this may include walking, swimming, biking, dancing, golf. It may include playing with your dog, playing with your children, playing with your partner, which might be some closed door playing. But, you know, the important thing is to get moving. Physical activity stimulates your white blood cells, and these cells help our body to detect and fight off infection. What type of jobs do we have? Typically, you look around, you're looking at sedentary jobs, jobs where you're sitting for the majority of the day and you have to get a reminder to get up and move. But for the most part, you're sitting all day. The majority of us, right? So, if physical activity is a big part of boosting our white blood cells, or stimulating our white blood cells, what are we doing sitting down for extended periods of time without taking breaks? Why aren't breaks being encouraged on a regular basis in our jobs? By remaining active, you allow your white blood cells to circulate quickly, thus helping them detect illness before it begins to affect how you feel. Yeah? You got that. I'm hoping some of this doesn't go over our heads, that we're aware of what is happening. Kujo says, eat proper food, drink lots of vitamin C, go back to earth for food, juice, lot of healthy fruits. The body, mind, and soul have to be in harmony. They have to be in one, in unison. Yeah, you can't really have that optimal health without your spirit being healthy and without your mind being healthy, along with your body being healthy. And it is important to note that when you're talking about your overall health, your gut health is at the root of that. So, if you're not taking care of your gut health, then your overall health is going to suffer. Now, I'm no DR, y'all know I'm a DJ. But if you think any of the information I'm giving you is incorrect, go ahead and let me know. If you think that you have information that I need to hear, go ahead and let me know. Jump into the stew pot on GivenStew.com. Come on over. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to register. You can remain anonymous if you want. You can change your name if you want. Just be interactive. Call me. 773-789-STEW. Text me. WhatsApp me. Telegram me. Either way. Just communicate with me. Let's talk about it. Blissful, how you doing, sweetie? I haven't communicated with you in ages. Good to see you. You need help with your gut health? Well, it's a journey. Where do you want to start? You know, primary things. For me, primary things would be sugars, processed foods. For me. And that's just the starting point. For those of you who want to call in or text in, 773-789-STEW, 773-789-7839. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram, they all work. So exercise regularly is the first on the list. Get adequate sleep and minimize stress. I don't know if that can be stressed enough. You know, studies from the Mayo Clinic show that those who do not get enough sleep are more likely to become ill after being exposed to a virus. Really? Not enough sleep? Those that work 3-4 jobs, those that have to be putting in long hours, you think they get enough sleep? 8 hours per night is recommended for adults, and to establish better sleep habits, try going to bed and waking up at the same time each day. It might help to discontinue screen usage 1 hour prior to getting into bed, and not getting into bed until you intend to go to sleep. Now, there, many of us tend to have televisions in our room. I have a television in my room. It's not even plugged in. But a lot of us have TVs in our room, and we get into bed and the TV has to be on. Well, there are a few things that come into play here. The flicker rate that affects our eyes tends to stimulate our brains and keep us up. So, blue light affects us. Some TVs now have blue light filters and such, but you know, okay, let me go ahead and put it back in the chat for you, Blissful. 773-789-STEW. That's 7839. There you go. So get enough sleep, minimize stress. The minimizing of stress tends to be a little bit difficult, because some of us have these real stressful jobs, and it's not really the job itself that's stressful, it's the people that we have to work with. So whether it be supervisors or co-workers, they bring a level of stress to the job. The job itself might be simple, and you can knock it out with your eyes closed. But, yeah, no TV in your bedroom, Erica. Yeah. Erica, you got the news about Pownall, right? That in and of itself causes stress. You know, boy. Sleep in peace, bro. Sleep in peace. Eat a diet high in fruits and vegetables. Certain vitamins and minerals in those foods have been proven to boost the immune system. And good sources includes vitamin C. For your vitamin C, you go to your spinach, your kale, your bell peppers, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, papaya. And of course, you know, you have your regulars, oranges, your citrus. If you mix and you match, then you don't have to worry about getting bored with it. Some people talk about getting bored with their foods. You can mix it up and know, be mindful of what you're dealing with, what it is that you're putting in your body. For your vitamin E, you have your nuts, your almonds, your peanuts, sunflower seeds, hazelnuts. For vitamin D, the sun. Oh my goodness, I don't know if I could stress that enough. In the sun, get your vitamin D. Salmon, mackerel, tuna, sardines, fortified milk. You know, the milk industry has been tainted. And you kind of have to be mindful when it comes to the milk. Orange juice and cereal. The cereal. All right. So you have fortified cereal, where they have added minerals and vitamins and such. But some of you might remember, years ago, I did an episode of Healthy Love where I addressed serial killers. And I'm not talking about individuals that develop a pattern bringing the end to life of those in the community. No. I'm talking about cereal that you eat and how they affect us. So, serial killers, you can check it out on YouTube. The Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew is everywhere. YouTube, podcasts, it's everywhere. But YouTube has pretty much majority of my broadcasts, over 400 of them. That's really not the majority, but majority of the more recent ones. Folate. Enriched pasta, bread, rice. When it comes to the white stuff, white rice, white bread, even white pasta, because you have whole wheat pasta, you really have to be careful. So if there are other sources of folate that you can get your hands on or your mouth or get into your mouth, you know, go ahead and look into that. You have your iron, which you get from red meat, chicken, turkey, sardines, oysters, clams, mussels, tuna, beans, broccoli, and kale. So kale, you know, you get your vitamin and you get iron from kale. You know, some of these, they have double roles. You get multiple benefits from some of these products, some of these foods. One of them that's not talked about very often is selenium, that you get from seafood, from liver, from poultry, from cottage cheese. Not a lot of people eat liver because they think it's gross, liver and kidney. You know, they think it's gross, but they're rich in iron and selenium. Well, I don't know, kidney and selenium, but definitely rich in iron. For zinc, you have crab, which I'm allergic to, so you won't catch me eating crabs. Not anymore. But crab, baked beans, yogurt, chickpeas. Just this past weekend, my better portion made some chickpeas, some curry chickpeas. Oh my goodness. So good. You also want to practice certain things. Earlier today, hey Jackie, how you doing? Good to see you. As I was talking with my friend earlier, as we reflected a little bit on the passing of our mutual friend, Erica was talking with Luke, and every now and then, you know, we give each other a call and check up on each other and see how we're doing, and we're talking about growing up in Jamaica. And some of the things that we did on a regular, like washing our hands when we're at Mutual Life, you know, many of us had lotion at our desk because we'd wash our hands so often, you know, with soap. So we had lotion at the desk and, you know, we're applying lotion to make sure to keep our hands soft. Use proper hand washing techniques to improve immunity and to decrease infections. Hands should be washed after using the restroom, touching public surfaces, before eating or handling food, and before handling a child or infant. You should begin by wetting your hands and forearms with warm water, then apply soap and build to a good lather. Wash your hands and arms thoroughly for at least 30 seconds. Finally, rinse under warm water and dry with a single-use towel. Listen, one of the things that in more recent times, as in the last 10 years, when it comes to hand washing and the temperature of the water, if you don't have a water heater, you know, this part of it wouldn't be for you, really. But if there's hot water where you're washing your hands, you want that water to as hot as you can tolerate it. Believe it or not, use that to wash your hands and use the soap. Another way to protect your immune system is through the practice of safe food handling. Mine has expired, but I used to have a ServSafe certificate. When I worked with the Salvation Army, it was one of the things that was just a requirement. And I took those things for granted, but it's a big deal. Before consuming any fruits and vegetables, be sure they have been rinsed thoroughly to remove any chemicals and unwanted bacteria. Of course, you won't get rid of all of them, but this is why having a good immune system is important. If cooking meat, it is important that the center of the cut has been reached a safe, has attained a safe temperature. Poultry and beef should be cooked to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Pork is safe at 155 degrees, 155. And fish is edible at 145 degrees. It is helpful to also be aware of the expiration date on the food in your pantry and coolers. Food begins to gather bacteria at a certain point, and when that occurs, you no longer want to consume the product. It's not recommended. Blissful, you tend to wash your fruits and vegetables in baking soda and water. Yeah, Jackie, not Clorox. But here's the funny thing about Clorox, though. And let me say this, and then Jackie, I'll address that Clorox bit, as in bleach. You know, Clorox is a brand. We're not advertising the brand. Bleach. Adopting a healthy lifestyle or healthy lifestyle practices and managing your environment are the best ways to improve and maintain the immune systems of yourself and your family. So using these tips and recommendation and other recommendations, you pretty much will be in a pretty good place. When it comes to using bleach, someone was telling you about using chlorophyll. Yes, you can apply chlorophyll to your diet, whether you can just put a couple of drops under your tongue, or you can add it to your water. I have a girlfriend that she adds chlorophyll to her water every day. It's a part of her daily routine. So yeah, you can. The Clorox bit was a follow up to another message. Yeah. I thought that's what I just addressed. Thank you. So if you tip a little bleach in your water, so a couple drops of bleach in like a gallon of water, it helps to purify the water. I was trying to remember what the concentration mix is. Erica, I don't know if you know. If you do, you could help me out with that. Yes, Cujo. You wash your hands before and after use of the bathroom. Because your hands dirty, you're going to be touching your genitals. And then, what? You're infecting yourself. And then you're washing your hands. So, yes, wash your hands. You can wash your hands before and after. And there are some people that do as a rule, and there are some people that do, but just because of how, where they work or what the type of work they do. So I walk with sanitizer in my hands all the time. Sanitizer, ladies and gentlemen, is not a replacement for washing your hands. It's a stopgap, yes, but do not replace washing your hands with using hand sanitizer. I know it has been all the buzz, especially over the last year and a half or so. Don't do it. At least 2 years. Yeah, year and a half, 2 years. Hand sanitizer has been a big buzz. Wash your hands with soap and water and then sanitize after. One of the things that I learned in Surf Save, whichever, I always mix it up. The process of washing and sanitizing, even dishes, it's not that you sanitize and you're good to go. The sanitizing comes after the dishwashing process. So you soap, you rinse, you soap, you rinse off the soap, then you sanitize and put to dry. Hand washing is no different. That's, you know, it's just, I guess, healthcare 101. So go ahead and be mindful of that. Yeah, it's not that hand sanitizer is not good, blissful. It's just that you should not be using it as a replacement. So it serves its purpose. And, you know, just like everything else, in moderation. So I'm going to take a quick little break and say goodbye to you guys on Facebook Live. Please use the link that is pinned in the description. Come on over to kevinstew.com for the remainder of the broadcast. Here's a couple of things that we need to be mindful of when you're sharing and interacting with people that do broadcasts like me. When you have a platform of your own, it's important that you support the podcast by way, if it's even just by visiting, because this is how we grow. And so kevinstew.com is the home of the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. I just come on Facebook Live to remind you guys that, hey, this is happening. So come on over. Let's continue the interaction over there. And there's more information, because when we come back from the break, well, one of the things we're going to be looking at is how we can improve our immune system. And one of the ways in particular is not one that is really considered when you're talking about boosting immunity. Which one? We'll find out when we come back from the break. Call a friend, tell a friend. Friends of your friends of your enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Don't leave them out. Tonight is Healthy Love Night on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. See you guys. Come on over. Facebook Live, deuces to you. We'll be right back.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1 minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
It takes an entire village to raise a child. Hello, I'm Paul Campbell, here to talk about PALACE. Peace and Love Academic Scholarship. This nonprofit group supports students facing serious obstacles from entering or continuing their studies, not because the grades are failing, but due to the lack of financial support.
Over the past 8 years, Pallas has awarded 600 scholarships valued at approximately 50.3 million Jamaican dollars, or 415,000 U.S. dollars.
Together, we must build a better future for our children. Please visit www.palace1.org and make your donation to brighten the future of a deserving child. Palace, preserving young minds for posterity.
Imagine having our own Caribbean Center.
Imagine a museum highlighting our history and the contributions of Caribbean people to the world.
Imagine being able to visit and learn about the islands we call home.
In a place where our kids can see and feel their cultural heritage. You can make this vision come to life.
Help us create this first-of-its-kind space
that all Caribbean people can be proud of. Your contribution to Island Space Caribbean Museum will help this dream come true.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe and donate today.
Yes, my people. Check out I Red Funks on Reggae Global Radio every Saturday at 8 p.m. with Kev Stew. We all give you a pre-life. Brand new. Good for you. Kick me like a ball if you don't see a dance song. You hear that?
It's Christina representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's two on the night shift radio show. Yo, it at the thing, turn up the thing loud. Whoa. DJ Kevin's true, have the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's true, believe him, and that's no doubt. Salute out the night shift with a show, Christine.
You can know seasoning up, well cut up.
The sound of Jadan. The track is called Cooking. Come on, what are you cooking today? What's going on in your kitchen? I want to say thank you to my segment sponsor. I didn't become a previous segment sponsor, Pulse Media Group. When being in the moment is priceless. They do videography, photography, streaming, advertising. Get them a call, 754-999-1140. That's 754-999-1140. Or check them out at paulcmg.com. Thank you to my segment sponsor for this segment, Althea and her Healing Heavenly Hands. Althea SU is a licensed massage therapist that operates out of Broward County, North Miami-Dade, and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bring her table, her oils, and of course, over 20 years experience, massage therapy experience, that is. She's also certified as a personal trainer. So give her a call, 954-655-9000, or email her at theolator@att.net. Outside of paying her, she only has one request. Get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. Thank you, Althea. If you're just joining us, welcome to Healthy Love. On the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew, the sound of Jadan in the background, track called Cooking. As we look to boost our health and, of course, our immunity along with it. So, how then are we going to, what are some of the ways that we can boost our immunity? And as we went off on the break, I said, you know, we're going to look at something that one of the things that is not often looked at when it comes to boosting immunity. And that thing is actually fasting. So the question is asked, can prolonged fasting improve or help improve our immune system? That's the question. and courtesy of thegardenisland.com, Ida Esroy and Health Angel put together this bit of information for us. Now, fasting, like exercise, is often seen as just as something that we can use for weight loss purposes. And that's typically what we know it as. You know, you're going to go about embarking on this weight loss journey, go ahead and fast. It has also been practiced for thousands of years as a spiritual practice or in religion. It's also used for healing from diseases. Not for weight loss purposes, like we're seeing now, but for thousands of years it was used for healing. It's a very beneficial and powerful practice, especially for metabolically unhealthy individuals. And listen, these days, our metabolism is so out of whack. You know, some people wonder if there's still work. To be healthy and to remain so for our lifetime requires a strong immune system. Fortunately, the human body is doing an amazing job at keeping us healthy by cleaning the old cells, removing the toxins, and distributing all of the nutrients to the correct places. Our skin, lungs, digestive system, liver, kidneys, these all play a role, an important one at that, in keeping us healthy. However, we can help our body and make its job much easier by eliminating highly processed foods, added sugars, and industrial oils such as vegetable oils. Now, when it comes to vegetable oil, one of the things that many of us grew up seeing in our kitchens is vegetable oil. I know I grew up with vegetable oil in my kitchen in Jamaica all the time. But the processing that is involved in some of these oils, my goodness. So, what about complete fasting? Could that be an effective way of strengthening the immune system? And how is it that consuming no food at all can actually help in the healing process? How can that help our immunity? When we stop eating, normally after 24 to 36 hours, we will have depleted our glycogen. This is the sugar in the liver, which will force the body to produce a product called ketones. Our brain and nerve systems depend on glucose to function. However, in the absence of glucose, the body actually makes its own glucose to maintain homeostasis. So, exactly how this process takes place will depend on the individual health markers. If we then continue into a prolonged fast, after 36 hours or longer, the body will start the healing process. Essentially starting to repair and clean our old and damaged cells. When we have no food at all in our digestive tract, the body is not using energy for digestion and can instead use it for the other processes. However, our immune system will also slow down due to the body's breakdown of immune fighting white blood cells. And the body will begin to conserve energy and will slow down our metabolism also. Much respect, Cujo. Thank you for coming over. When we start our refeed, that is, we now start eating again after we have completed the fast, our immunity and metabolism increase. The body starts to regenerate itself, which includes strengthening the immune system and increasing metabolism. Researchers have found that after 72 hours of fasting, we can improve our metabolism and trigger stem cell regeneration of new immune cells. Now, some people might argue that this fasting thing, you're starving yourself and it's not doing anything good for you. Then why have been people doing it successfully for thousands of years? Why are people saying, you know, I felt so good after I took this fast or after I did this fast? Maybe because it works. Why is it that the first meal you have for the day is called breakfast? You're breaking the fast. And why is it that you should stop consuming food from about, well, what's that? If your average going to bed time is about 9 o'clock to get in your 8 hours minimum of sleep, then you should be done with eating from about 6 o'clock. It's a period of fasting that you go through, so when you have that first meal of the day, you're getting into breakfast. Now, if you extend that to later on in the morning that you have that first meal, then you're doing a mini fast. Outside of fasting as you sleep, you're intentionally fasting at this point. And then you break the fast. And if you're mindful about what you're putting in your body as you break the fast, where do you end up? In a better position than you started. So, actually, what happens is once in a while, stopping eating could benefit your health. So, how often you should do it, now that becomes a matter of your health. How healthy are you? Normally, for a healthy individual, a fast of 48 to 72 hours once a month can be enough. It is important, too, during the fast, to be sure that you get enough fluid and electrolytes, such as sodium, potassium, and magnesium. If you are taking medication, then, you want to consult your physician and only fast under supervision. Because some of the medication, of course, is prescribed with a meal. So you have to be mindful of that. And if you're taking the medication to help with some other condition that your immune system is struggling to deal with, be mindful. Talk to your physician and see how you can navigate fasting. Maybe after you've gotten done with that regimen of medication, you could do a period of fasting and then go back on the medication. Ada S. Roy says, I practice fasting on a regular basis, which, depending on my current goals, can be done 1 72-hour fast every couple of months and or 1 24-to-36-hour fast every week. It depends on where you are with your health. Everyone is unique. Everyone has personal goals and individual health markers. So you want to be mindful as to how it is that you start to fast. And importantly, how you break the fast. You should start feeding after your fast with a small meal and gradually increase to get back to your normal eating patterns. Fasting is not an opportunity to eat more, but it is an amazing healing tool. So make sure to watch your body and see how it reacts. You'd be amazed at how much energy you will have after the fast. And I've spoken to many people that, like I said before, they have done fasts. And they get done with the fast and they're like, yo, I feel so much better than I felt before. Especially, you find it especially with those that eat a lot of meat. And what it is that it gives the body time to process that meat out. And I, when I say a lot of meat, I mean, I'm talking about every meal being a meat-filled meal. I'm still an omnivore. I haven't transitioned to being a herbivore. And so I also eat meat. But it's all about, I'm not saying that people need to cut out meat, but it's all about portions. When you start paying attention to the portion sizes, guys, I remember thinking as I was growing up that my plate had to be loaded. I need to have heaps of food on my plate. And it was like a display or a demonstration of my prowess when I can clean that heaped plate. The more you can eat, the better off for you. And listen, portion sizes. Last week we were talking about breastfeeding and looking at the babe, the infant, and mothers thinking they're not getting enough food because there's the breast milk hasn't come in yet, or it's just cholesterol that the baby is getting and they need more. And the very next day, I was talking with a friend of mine, and she said someone she know just have a baby and messaging her that the cholesterol is not enough and she's looking to give the baby formula. This baby is 1 day old. Formula for what? They have a 5-ounce stomach. And a lot of us think that we need to pack our stomachs as adults. We need to pack our stomachs and eat and eat and eat and eat because it's a demonstration of us being, you know, healthy and strong. No, it's not. And so we end up overeating and we have all this food that our bodies need to process and digest. And now we suffer from ethnic fatigue in the worst way. Because all this energy is being drained from everywhere else to process this food that we have in our stomachs. And when we eat a lot of meat, it's so much more that work that the body has to do. Again, it is not just the fact that you eat meat. It's the fact that you're consuming so much of it. Too much of it. And then you're going to compound that with processed meat. Oh my goodness. Now we've gone away from being as wholesome with our food to going into this processed food. So yeah, Cujo, Christ fasted for 40 days. But as humans, we can't fast that long. But fast 1 day or 2 days, a 7-day fast spiritually for your mind, body, and soul. Listen, I will say this to anybody. If you just get up one day and decide that you're going to do this 72-hour fast as your first fast, I would say the majority of people that have tried that have failed miserably and have not tried again because they had a bad experience. Everything in moderation. Take your time. Work your way up. You know, I'm not going to take it for granted that we have time and there's enough time to work your way up, because no man knows the day nor the hour. So be mindful now. Start with how you, when you have your first meal for the day and what that first meal is. Many of us have been told our first meal should be the biggest meal. That way it gives the body time to process that out through the entire day. Well, if you're going to be doing a mini fast each day, so instead of eating your first meal at, say, 8 o'clock a.m., your first meal now becomes whatever you consume at 12 o'clock. That's a mini fast. Because if your last meal was round about anywhere between 6 and 8 p.m. the night before, then that takes care of your mini fast. You eat that, you do whatever your nightly routine is, you disconnect from the screens, you relax, maybe do a little bit of meditation. Being mindful is real helpful. So do a little bit of meditation. Then get some rest. You get up the next day, and instead of going straight to the kitchen to have that meal, you have that fluid that will be holding you over until you consume that first meal. And then you're mindful of what it is that you have as that first meal. Even the process of consuming that meal. To sit and you know, they would say, you know, you chew your food 36 times and then swallow. And who's counting? Who's chewing? There are a lot of our children, if you look at children today, how some of them eat food, it's bite and swallow. They're not taking the time to be mindful, to savor that meal. And a part of that comes from this fast-paced world that we're living in, where it's all about production, 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 production. You keep giving that production, you're going to drop down at one point. Yeah, you're going to keel over. Here's the thing about you passing out on the job and being told, listen, you can't be cutting it this way. You can't be working this way anymore. You need to be put on leave. Either they're going to get someone temporarily or permanently to replace you. You are replaceable. But the moment you take that little bit of inventory and you realize that, yes, you're replaceable, but you're not indispensable. Or, sorry, you're not dispensable. You are actually indispensable. Then you might recognize your personal worth and remember the value of you to you. Because that's where it starts. Nobody's going to recognize your value unless you recognize it first. So recognize your value and pay attention to your body. Because nobody else is going to be paying attention to it like you. Now, you might look good at everything and then it causes attention. So people, you know, look at your body. But nobody pays attention to what is going on with you. And nobody can like you because you're the one that is feeling it. Nobody can feel it for you. So experience what is going on. Be mindful of as you go through your day, which includes having your meals. You take that first bite. You know, think of if it's an animal product that you're having, think of that animal that gave their life so that you can consume that meal. Think of the person that prepared it and the care they took into preparing that meal for you. Even if it was you that prepared it yourself, what were you doing? Were you mindful of having this moment at this particular time when you're having this meal? Savor the flavor. Chew it enough times so that your body doesn't have to do that much work to break it down. All in the process. Overeating makes you feel sick, unbalanced, uncomfortable. Everything in life is revolves around balance, as said by King Solomon. Yeah, Cujo, for real. We miss out on that balance. We're going to take another break. And we'll come back. One of the interesting bits of information I had found as looking around and doing some reading today is the fact that race-based disparities in Americans' health have not improved. And this is after the availability of healthcare has improved. The Americans' health and the disparity, as it is race-related, that hasn't changed. And you'd have to think, why, you know, why hasn't it changed? What are we not doing? But we're going to talk about it in just a moment. We're going to take a quick little break. Go get some water, call up some more friends, use the bathroom, take a potty break. We'll be right back after these few messages.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com, your links to worship and praise.
Hey, yo, this is Caramante letting you know that right about now you are logged on to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift. Don't move.
Oh, I see them lost. I see them lost.
Yeah, we see them lost.
Oh, I see.
Trying to find their way. Hey cuz, how you doing? Staying dry? I want to welcome you all back to the broadcast. Those of you just joining in, welcome. It's Healthy Love Night here, right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Big ups to the affiliates. One Harmony Radio, NIE Radio Island Worldwide, WGLRO, Olliwap Radio, Dusik Media Groups, Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, PEMGTV.com. truly, 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 I appreciate love you.
Oh, I see them lost. I see them lost.
I want to say thank you to my segment sponsor, Reggae Global Entertainment.
Oh, I see them running.
They will handle your bookings, oh, take care of your tour management, handle your copyrights, publishing, trademarks, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Give them a call, 954-804-8199. That's 954-804-8199. When you give them a call, you can also check them out online, reggaeglobalentertainment.com. Tell them DJ Kevin Stew sent you. The sound of Nikki Blaze.
Oh, yes,
a track called Lost in Illusion. And it's just so easy to get lost in what is happening. So easy to get lost and caught up. And confused. According to usnews.com, in a paradoxical finding, new research reveals that more Americans of color have access to health insurance now than they did 20 years ago. But their perceptions of the health status have not improved at all. In the bit of good news, researchers found that between 1999 and 2018, the percentages of Black, Hispanic, and American Asian Americans who lacked health insurance shrank. The decrease appeared largely related to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, which expanded many states' Medicaid programs. Then there was the other side. Despite gains in health insurance, the high cost of health care remained a major problem for Americans of all races. In fact, it worsened in at least one aspect, or in one respect. More Americans in 2018 were skipping medical care because it cost too much. And when it came to self-reported health, minorities said they were no better off in 2018 than they were two decades ago. I think this is an enormous wake-up call, said senior researcher Dr. Harlan Krumholtz, a professor at Yale University of Medicine in New Haven, Connecticut. We're not getting a return on our investment in healthcare spending, he said. The health of a nation is not improving, and there has been no discernible progress in closing health disparities. Listen, if there's one thing that any nation needs to recognize, if they don't recognize it yet, they need to recognize it now. That one thing is that there's no resource like human resource. And if your human resource is not familiar or not recognizing their importance, you need to make them aware. Don't just take them for granted and let them know that they're important when it comes to voting time. All along, people need to be aware. The findings are based on over 596,000 U.S. adults who took part in a periodic federal health survey between 1999 and 2018. In 1999, low-income Black Americans were the group most likely to rate their health as poor or fair, with 29% saying so. That compared with roughly 6% of middle to high income white adults. When you think our health is not a black and white issue, you really have to look at the information. By 2018, those figures had barely budged. Similarly, there was no significant change in the percentage of Hispanic and Asian Americans who rated their health as poor to fair, regardless of income. In those metrics, we're not making an iota of difference, Krumholz said. One change was noticeable and went in the wrong direction. Low-income white Americans reported poorer health in 2018 than in 1999, bringing them in line with black Americans of similar income. When you talk about the disenfranchised on the short, having the short end of the stick, this is what we're talking about. Disenfranchised it's no respecter of race, really. You don't have the funds, you don't have the funds, you don't have the resources, you just don't have it, and you get put in that category of less than. It all played out while health insurance coverage actually improved. In 1999, more than one quarter of Hispanic Americans and 14% of Black and Asian Americans were uninsured. By 2018, those figures had improved in all groups though racial disparities remained. One of the things was that you had to, it wasn't a going around it kind of a thing. You kind of have to have health insurance. It's required. But then came more affordable health insurance. So now people starting to get it more. The problem is because they were already in a mindset where they're not going to the doctor's office. They get insurance, but they're not utilizing it. Why? Because they can't get off the job. That's the other thing. You see, not working means not getting paid. See the problem here? Cyclical. Americans were uninsured by 2018, and those figures had improved in all groups, though racial disparities remained. Obamacare helped more low-income Americans get insurance by expanding Medicaid, said Alexander Ortega, a professor at Drexel University School of Public Health in Philadelphia. But he pointed out, not all states took part in medical expansion or Medicaid expansion. And the ones that didn't tended to be poorer states in the South. Plus, Ortega said, having health insurance is just one piece of the puzzle. On the financial side, health insurance does not necessarily make medical care available. And that is another part of the problem. Having the insurance doesn't necessarily make the care available to you. That was clear in the findings in 2018. More Americans of all races said they skipped medical care or prescriptions in the last year because of costs. The highest rates were among low-income black and white adults, with one-fifth to one-quarter saying they'd foregone medical care. It's too expensive. They can't pay for it. Even people have insurance, Krumholz said. The monthly premiums, co-payments, and other cost sharing, quote-unquote cost sharing, can be a financial strain. I remember some years ago, I had this severe chest pain, and I went to the hospital, and they ran tests. It took about 4 years for me to pay off that bill. And it was just crazy. I was in hospital for less than a day. But I had to pay for going through the ER and a doctor in the ER and the doctor that saw me after going through ER and the EKG specialist and this specialist and that doctor and the other doctor and the nurse that brought me the gown and the gown that had to get washed, and it went on and on and on. So I understand where people are when they say it costs too much. Yeah, I have health insurance, but here it is. I had to go to this facility that is saying, well, you know, your insurance doesn't cover that much. Yeah, you have insurance, but it doesn't cover that much. You're going to have to pay. And as a result, now, because an individual cannot pay, out the door they go. So it is more important for a health facility, our healthcare facility, to get paid than it is to do what they're there to do. to help save lives and improve health. Not for them to do it, but to help do it. Or maybe I'm just looking at it wrong and the health facility is there to make money and then provide you a service. As for people's health ratings, the study found racial disparities remained stubbornly persistent over time, and the number of Americans across racial groups reporting functional limitations, difficulty with routine physical tasks, rose over the years. Good health depends on much more than health insurance, Ortega said. Having high-quality health care is key as the social determinants of health. If people are stressed out about paying rent, bills, and cannot afford healthy food and have no safe places for exercise, Ortega said it is tough to feel and be well. All right, so let's look at that for a moment. Paying the rent, paying the bills, cannot afford healthy food, no places, safe places for exercise. I live in a decent community. And I have friends that I meet up with on a Sunday morning and we play ball. We play soccer. Football for everybody else. Soccer for those in the US and Canada. And one of the hardest things was to find a field that we could just go to and play ball. We had to pay for that. Now, I've visited more affluent communities and the kids just decide, hey, let's go down to the park and play some ball. Not only can they go to the park and play some ball, but there are goals that are provided. Whether they're playing full field and get the big goal or they're playing small field and get scrimmage goals, goals are provided. Here's one example of that. Now, one thing that is available everywhere, just about everywhere, is a basketball court. However, you don't have nets, and the rims might be broken down and rusted. But that is what you find in the low-income communities. So they really don't have a place for exercise. I must say that communities are improving where they're putting these gym equipment in parks, in so that you can just go to the park and have a little workout if you can't afford to go to the gym. And you better off working out outside anyway, because there is that vitamin D once again coming from the sun. The ultimate place to get vitamin D. It wasn't on the list. On the list that I gave you earlier, that was foods that gave you vitamin D. I'm talking about ultimate source of vitamin D. So now you can work out outside and get the air and not be in this enclosed environment where you have potentially viruses floating around. Viruses tend to live better indoors for some reason. But go outside. Get that sun. Do that little workout. Stay active. Eat right. Get that rest. Reduce that stress. Basic things to boost your health and your immunity. But are we being told? Are we being reminded? Is it being emphasized? Outside of here, where do you hear it? Who talks about it? Is that the conversation that you're having when you are chatting with your friends and your family members? Is that the conversation you're having? Or is it just about whatever it was that was on TV that you stayed up late to binge watch and lost sleep and now you're worried because you have to rush to get to work and you're not eating right and your boss is stressing you out and you see what is happening? Cortisol buildup. So, where do you start as you go on to boosting your health and your immunity? Because this silver bullet of a thing that is being suggested right now, that can't be it. That cannot be all there is. And even with taking that, you run the risk of not only acquiring, but transmitting. So, what are you doing for you so that the big part of it is recovering and staying healthy? And for you breastfeeding mothers, breastfeed your babies, unless it's so difficult for you to do, and your doctor is saying that, you know, it's not good for you, it's not good for the baby because of whatever medication you're on. If that is the reason, understandable. But if they're not giving you that as a reason, but just saying, okay, just give the baby formula and go back to work. No. That's how you kill the next generation. But of course, that's my opinion. But my opinion is based on information that I have come across. The same information you can find. The same people I talk to, you can talk to. My guest last week, Dr. Lexi, go ahead, pull up that on YouTube, on any podcast platform that you use to listen to your podcasts. Hear what she has to say. Reach out to her and talk with her. See if I'm all crazy with the information that I'm giving you. And then hit me up and say, you know, Kevin, you're going to have to fix this information because this is... I'll do it. I have no problems doing it. But know that I went and found information and presented to you. So if you want me to change something, find information and present it to me. 773-789-STEW is how you reach me. 773-789-7839. I'll tell you one more time. 773-789-7839. Right now we're gonna get into musical therapy. Why? Because we need it. This is the sound of the real storm. It's called Ital. As we close out this night shift, this is the sound of novelty. It's called Two Makes One. Yeah, you and me. Perfect combination right here. Remember to join me tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. Two makes one. Remember to join us tomorrow. Real talk. We'll close out the night shift week. Thank you for your support. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for sharing. Truly appreciate, love you. And I also reminding you, I'm reminding you to look out for reminding you to look out for members of your community. And your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. Those that you pass on the bus, on the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you don't know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stewart, so I like to do this to you, for you, and with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right here, KevinStew.com. The night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Novelty takes us home. He says, listen, when two make one, you don't even have to worry about counting ever again. There's nothing there to count. All you have to count all the time is just one, one, one. You and me, we are here as one. Whomever you are. However many you are. Two of us together, we are one. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you are in the world, from right here in South Florida. I bid you a good night. Oh, thank you to my segment sponsor, McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, you're in good hands. Go ahead and get him a call, 954-406-9740. Thank you, McNeil Trucking. Peace and love, y'all. Take care. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on KevinStew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.